A super plume is tearing Africa apart. What? Well, guys, you have to imagine you're standing on solid ground and you think everything's fine and you think the earth beneath you is stable. That's what many people in Africa thought. But what if I told you that Africa is literally being ripped apart? A new study has found concrete evidence for that. It's being ripped apart by a colossal column of hot rock that is rising up from near the center of the earth. And this is a force that is so massive, guys, it stretches from almost 1,800 miles deep at the core mantle boundary all the way up to the surface. And maybe if you watch my channel, you have seen my videos about the unrest in Ethiopia, the Fentale and the Dolphin volcano. That is all related somewhat because it's reshaping the entire continent, this plume that is tearing Africa apart. So since we're seeing the unrest on the surface, this is not only about like a deep time geology, what's happening so deep underneath that we're not realizing it. We are realizing it. And it's about what happens next, what could happen next in our lifetime. There's a new study that was published in Nature Geoscience that reveals the evidence of this super plume. This is hot mantle rock of the earth that is driving the slow tearing apart of Africa. And for decades, guys, scientists have debated why the East African rift system is splitting, because it's obviously splitting. So some scientists have said, this is simple tectonic stretching. When the plates are pulling apart, they thin out. This gives way for volcanoes, for volcanic eruptions. We're seeing this in Iceland. So they said, no biggie. But others have suspected something deeper. And now the evidence is there for that. So now, geochemists that are studying volcanic gases across eastern and southern Africa, they have found something where they thought, what is that? They have found chemical signatures. And these signatures point to a common source. And that destroys the theory that it's just tectonic stretching. The source is primordial mantle material that is rising in one vast upwelling. So let's look deeper into that. The key evidence comes from helium isotopes. That's basically like tiny fingerprints of the deepest interior of the earth. So they looked at volcanic gases in geothermal fields in Kenya, but also in the Afar region where we have been dealing with the unrest, with the earthquake swarms, with the Fentale and the Dolphin volcano. Then they looked at that in the Red Sea and even as far as Malawi, and all showed elevated ratios of helium-3 to helium-4. What does that mean? That is a clear sign of mantle plumes rising from near the core. So you might wonder, what exactly is a mantle plume? Well, imagine it as a hot blob of glowing hot magma that is rising to the surface a little bit, if you still know a lava lamp, when these blobs are coming slowly, when they're slowly coming up, like a little bit sticky, teary. It's basically, you can say it's a column of exceptionally hot, buoyant rock that rises from the core of the deep earth to the surface, lava lamp. And really, it originates often from the core mantle boundary. And of course, if something ultra hot is rising, so this rising magma is melting the rocks of the overlying crust. That's how volcanic activity is created. We also call this a hot spot. It's a spot where this magma is in Hawaii, for example. Because when tectonic plates move over these hotspots, basically they're stationary, they don't move. Then they form volcanic chains, like the Hawaiian Islands. So Africa is literally breaking apart, being torn apart by this hot rock superplume. This is magma superplume underneath the East African Rift System. That's where that plume is located. Let's get back. They found helium-3, they found helium-4, clear sign, mantle plumes rising from the core. Normal crustal processes, if you compare it, they add helium-4, but helium-3 is extremely rare that you would find that. And it's preserved mainly in the Earth's deep interior since its formation 4.5 billion years ago. And since they have found helium-3 across such a vast region in so many spots, that was ringing the alarm bell. And they say, okay, they have a shared deep source. The conclusion that they were drawing, guys, is really striking to me. This gigantic plume of hot, buoyant rock is rising from nearly 2,900 kilometers, 2,000 miles from below the surface. And it's pushing up beneath East Africa. And when it reaches the base of the lithosphere, then it starts spreading laterally. And then it creates multiple smaller plumes. They are feeding the volcanoes, weakening the crust. And then they ultimately are driving the continental breakup. So Africa is being torn apart by two things: the plate tectonics from above, and by this thermal engine, how we can call it, from below. This monstrosity of hot melt from below. So this is not just an academic debate with some studies that this might or could be. The problem is the East African Rift is real and it's causing problems. It's one of the most dramatic tectonic features on Earth today. That's why it's so important to understand what's going on. And I know many of you have asked me, could you make a video about that? So guys, here it is. I hope you'll like it. If you do, give this video an early like and press that hype button that is in the comments. Slide the comments away and press the hype button. That helps my channel. But guys, I'm not done with this. There's more that you definitely need to know. Because from the Afar Triangle in Ethiopia that we have talked about, my videos are in the playlist, Fantale Adofen Volcano, Ethiopia. So Afar Triangle in Ethiopia, where the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden arms meet, it's stretching thousands of miles towards Kenya, Tanzania, Malawi, and Mozambique. There, the continent is literally splitting. We have satellite GPS measurements that show that this rift is widening by several millimeters each year. Might not sound much, but it is much, because in the distant future for the Earth, this is not much. For us, it is, yeah, it's a lot. Tens of millions of years from now, the process will open up a new ocean basin. A new sea will flood that rift valley. And then basically the Horn of Africa will become its own continent. This is how powerful this is. But that's the long-term picture. What about the short-term picture that affects the humans that live there right now? The short-term reality, guys, for this, for everyone who lives there, is unrest. Earthquakes, ground deformation, volcanic stirrings that are affecting millions of people today. We've seen the unrest so close to the capital of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, and it has affected lots of villages, led to evacuations. We've had these bubbling mud pools, some phreatic stuff happening. So the unrest is real and it's already there. It's nowhere in the world where it's clearer than the East African Rift Valley, where we have the two volcanoes, Fantale and Dofen, that have recently shown signs of awakening. Because between late 2024 and early 2025, especially, this region was rocked by a remarkable seismic sequence. People were really worried, and the government is worried because they don't want to be counted as a seismically active region. They've just been building new railroad lines and major highways. So that would be bad for business for the capital. But hundreds of earthquakes did rattle the ground, but basically between the two volcanoes, between Fentale and Dauphin. It has culminated in several quakes above magnitude 5. And there was also a very damaging 5.7 earthquake that I have reported about. And satellite images have revealed that when that earthquake happened, there was a magma intrusion, a magma dike intrusion. Magma was getting out of the magma chamber, but it was going on its way horizontally, basically underground, and didn't make its way to the surface just yet. And that magma dike was roughly 40 miles long. It was not small. This was a big event. And also GNSS stations have measured significant shifts. And with the capital itself, Addis Ababa, moving several inches, roads cracked, factories were damaged. I've shown you the pictures. Residents in the Afar and Oromia regions, they fled as the ground shook. We've seen on January 2nd this year, eyewitnesses near the Dauphin volcano reported explosions of steam and debris consistent with phreatic eruptions. Basically, when groundwater flashes from steam to rising, flashes to steam from rising heat from underneath. But at the Fentale volcano, the satellite images have captured something even more extraordinary, a vast plume of methane gas that was released into the atmosphere. Basically, this was happening at the end of January, and then by February 14th, a magnitude 6 earthquake struck. That is one of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded in the region. Tens of thousands of people were displaced, with reports of over 80,000 up to 100,000 people evacuated for safety. And the scientists are suspecting that this underground magma migration that's happening northeast of Fentale is opening new vents, perhaps preparing the volcano for a more significant activity. And then, when you tie this surface unrest to the deep processes that are revealed in this new study, and then the connection becomes strikingly clear, in my opinion. Because these quakes and these magma intrusions, they are not isolated. They are the direct surface expression of that hidden super plume. The deep mantle is pushing upward. It's cracking the crust. It's driving magma into dikes that are there underground. And it's waking up volcanoes along that rift zone. So the study really says, our results are reshaping our understanding, because we previously thought, or we debated, whether East Africa's volcanism came from several local hotspots or from one deep source. And now the geochemical evidence strongly shows us that it's one single deep plume that is branching out in multiple upwellings when it's coming near the surface. So it's coming up as a blob and then it's spreading out. And this is why we see such a widespread volcanic activity across the rift zone. Mount Nyiragongo, Mount Nyamuragira in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Oldoinyo, Lengai in Tanzania, Erta, Ale in Afar, and now unrest at Dauphin and the Fentale volcano in Ethiopia. I hope I pronounced them all right. If not, you know what I mean. But this study goes even further, because they suggest that this big super plume is not new. It may have been active for tens of millions of years. And the rifting of Africa could basically be the modern continuation of plume-driven events that began when the super continent that was called Gondwana broke apart. So the East African Rift, basically, if we if we say it in other words, is part of a cycle of superplume activity that reshapes continents and oceans across the geologic time of the Earth. But guys, this also ties into global mantle dynamics. There's more to that story, because that African superplume may actually be connected to another deep feature that's beneath the Pacific. And that is always, we know, the Pacific Ring of Fire, with all these subduction zones of the Pacific Plate. So what else is happening there, right? If we look at seismic tomography, that is basically imaging the Earth with earthquake waves to see what comes back, it shows massive low shear velocity beneath Africa and the Pacific. Okay, what does that mean for us? These may be the largest structures in the Earth's mantle, and they're anchoring plumes that have fueled hotspot volcanism. Some geologists even think these gigantic mantle structures are basically semi-permanent fixtures at the core mantle boundary, and they're linked to mass extinctions and supercontinent cycles. So bad stuff. But back to Africa. What does this mean for the people that are living along the rift? It means earthquake, like this recent Ethiopian earthquake swarm, will continue, unfortunately. It means volcanoes like Fintala and Dauphin, they must be monitored very, very closely. And it means that the rift will keep on spreading inch by inch, millimeter by millimeter, and driven from below from this unstoppable, super hot, deep force. And guys, just to give another example, when you inhale volcanic gases at the geothermal field in Kenya, you're literally breathing atoms that, it's amazing, last saw the light of day 4.5 billion years ago. But do not go there and breathe these gases, because they're toxic, right? But it's amazing, the connection between like deep time and present danger. It's kind of extraordinary if you really start to think about that. So what happens next? Of course, as always, the scientists are keeping a close eye on that. But this Fintala-Dauphin dike intrusion between the two volcanoes may not yet be finished. So we could see more quakes in the region, more fractures could open. We already saw the earth break apart and fissures opening. And new eruptions are also a possibility. The problem is that Ethiopia's Rift Valley is very densely populated. There's infrastructure like big dams, factories, and towns that are very vulnerable. Also in Malawi, Kenya, and Tanzania, that plume may fuel more volcanic activity and earthquakes in the time ahead. We can't stop that superplume. That's a fact. They can study it further, working on prediction systems. They're far away from that. They can monitor the surface reactions and expressions, and they can prepare communities for the impact of that. So basically, what we're seeing there in East Africa, it's a little glimpse into, yeah, the future of the Earth, with consistent dividing, oceans to be born, and landscapes transformed. And it all begins with this rising plume of hot rock. It all begins when you turn on your lava lamp, basically. That's how powerful it is. So powerful that it can split a continent. So the next time when I report about earthquakes in the Afar region in Ethiopia, or a strange volcanic unrest at the volcano, at the Fintala volcano, for example, or Dauphin, remember that these are not random tremors. They're the rumblings of a strong force that comes from very deep below and just are reaching the surface. And basically, guys, they're writing the next chapter for Africa and for the Earth's future. Isn't this amazing? I hope you like this video, guys. leave it a like, leave it a hype, share it with your friends, leave me a comment, what do you think? If you want to support the channel further, buy me a coffee. Link is in the description of this video, guys. Thanks for your supers. Hello to all new members. If you want to join our great community, click the join button for behind the scene videos. And I see you in the next one. You have to check out these videos here in the end screen. See you in a second. Bye-bye, guys.